Tiber Song, written by Soft But Gremlin, read by Corycathonia. Rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. For the fandoms of Star Wars The Clone Wars and Star Wars Prequel Trilogy. For the relationship of Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi. And with the additional tags of lightsabers, kyber crystals, hopeful ending for the characters, dramatic irony for the rest of us, in love but not together, and planet Utapau. Kyber sings. Those who aren't force sensitive don't often hear it. Kyber sings in the Force, resonating with the ebb and flow of the currents. Bonded Kyber sings to its Jedi, happy when the Jedi is happy, mournful when a Jedi is not happy. Kyber sings when it is treated well, when a Jedi uses their lightsaber nobly, defensively, when a Jedi protects the innocent, when a Jedi knows their purpose and serves the will of the Force, when Jedi teach, when Jedi bring light to the darkness. That is when Kyber sings. Despite their best efforts, many Jedi have mournful Kyber these days. Jedi are not happy on a battlefield. As the war wears on, many Jedi doubt their purpose. As the war weighs on them, it seems harder to find light in the darkness. It is good that most of the soldiers they work with are not Force-sensitive. It would be utterly demoralizing to hear their general's lightsabers. Even Obi-Wan's lightsaber, a beacon of hope since he built it, even more so now that the Negotiator was one of the most well-known beings in the universe, now that Anakin and Obi-Wan had become a single word, an inseparable pair, the only thing standing between the Republic and utter destruction, even now, even Obi-Wan, even this Kyber wailed a mournful note, with a notable exception. When Cody was in the vicinity, Obi-Wan's Kyber sang. Obi-Wan noticed, obviously. Most Jedi around him noticed as well. They were reluctant to point it out, so content in hearing a bit of happiness and light ringing in the Force that they didn't want to call attention to it, lest it be snuffed out in embarrassment or misplaced shame. So no one talked about it, but everyone listened. Obi-Wan always knew when his lightsaber was safe in Cody's hands, because it was always just a bit happier than it was in his own. Jedi who worked with the 212th would return the lightsaber to Cody, not Obi-Wan, on the rare occasion that he had lost it and Cody had not found it himself. They always smiled a bit. Trustworthy, they called him. A good man. They always said they knew it was safe in his hands. At some point, Cody acquired a lightsaber clip of his own, and Obi-Wan's lightsaber beamed with joy. And Obi-Wan realized that he felt quite the same way. Cody didn't mind having the lightsaber, except that it made it harder for Obi-Wan to protect himself. But the lightsaber somehow made his spirits lighter when he had it in hand. Probably because it was Obi-Wan's, and Obi-Wan made his spirits lighter. This was not something he ever mentioned. It was inappropriate, considering their ranks. But Obi-Wan always looked a bit happier when Cody handed over his lightsaber, always smiled a bit more genuinely when it was Cody he was talking to. Cody liked Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan liked Cody too. And the lightsaber sang. And the war went on. The galaxy got darker, the battles got harder. They lost Ahsoka. Rex was hit hardest, but even Cody had grown fond of her through secondhand tales. The galaxy got darker. The nights got longer. They scraped and scavenged for every scrap of happiness they could find. Cody kept track of that damn lightsaber like it was the only thing between them and the fall of the Republic. In many ways, it was. And then came Utapau, and they could see the dawn ahead, the end of the war breaking the illusion of endless night. And a lightsaber dropped in front of him. Cody picked it up, and it sang. He kept hold of it, all the way until his general showed up, looking worse for wear, but wearing the promise of victory around him like a cape. "Oh, by the way, I think you'll be needing this," Cody said, offering up the lightsaber. "A promise of hope. A promise of victory." "Thank you, Cody," Obi-Wan said. "A promise of things to come. A promise of after the war." The kyber crystal sang of rightness, and this time even Cody could hear it. He grinned as he put on his helmet. There was dawn on the horizon, and it was singing to him. "After the war," he promised himself. Obi-Wan guided Boga to move faster, feeling lighter now than he had ever before, his lightsaber calling out a loving, joyful sound. The Force echoed what was in his heart. "After the war," he promised himself. "After the war," he promised. The end. Author's note? Smiley face. Reader's note? Sobbing face.